KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Good morning. I'm Tyler Russell. I mentioned earlier this hour we'll be joined by a road warrior, a local guy who lives in his mansion by the sea, as he calls it. We're going to learn a little bit about his story and what he's doing these days out of his van in Dana Point. Welcome, Jeff Reed, to the show. Good morning, man.
Good morning, Tyler, and all the listeners. Thank you for inviting me here.
Yeah, thanks for coming on with us. I mean, your story is very unique and actually has quite a following on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. And do you want to just kind of start and tell us how you ended up in a van on the side of the ocean?
Sure, no problem. Well, it first started, I wanted to go on a road trip around the country, around the U.S., and also I wanted to travel around the world. So I had sold my house, and then I hit the road in my Jeep, and then later I ended up in the van. But I made a big mistake, like maybe some other people did, and I invested in the stock market, and I got wiped out.
Yeah. At a bad time. It was not the right time to invest in the stock market, you know, 7 years ago or whenever. When did all this happen to you?
Yeah, it actually happened. It was a combination of bad economy, but also, I'm just going to be honest, I made some dumb mistakes.
Sure.
But I also was in the real estate and mortgage business. So I totally lost my job and everything because the whole economy went to pieces. So the real estate, mortgage, and financial world collapsed. And with all of that happening, I ended up losing everything, lost my job, and I ended up stuck permanently living on the road. So I just decided, well, since I'm here, I might as well learn how to survive on the road.
Yeah.
And I've done it so long now, I decided, hey, this is a cheap way to live. It's not bad. All you need is if you can get an income going on, and then you can travel around and you can have this sense of freedom that I was chasing after when I had money.
So you mostly don't mind it these days? I mean, you're in a beautiful part of the country, obviously, out of your van. I mean, despite the challenges of parking and eating and stuff like that, you don't mind the lifestyle?
You know, I don't, because I realize the economy is still struggling along. A lot of people are still struggling, even though the government and the media want to tell us it's getting better. It's a long ways from better. I think most smart people will realize that. It's going to take a long time. So I realized that I might as well just stay on the road, live cheap, and survive and work this out. And so what I decided to do, it's the cheapest way that I could live and survive, and I don't have to pay rent or anything. All I need to do is get my income going.
Sure.
So what I did is I created this thing called Road Warriors 360, and people can Google it. It's on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram. And this is my startup venture. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm trying to get myself back on my feet and back on the road.
Sure.
As far as going further. Right now, I have a little saying, while some people fly around the world or travel around the world, I just drive around the block.
So what is Road Warriors 360 exactly?
Road Warriors 360 is like, I just don't know what else to call it, but I just say it's like a club for people who love road trips and travel. And it's a way that I'm trying to get back on my feet. And so it's based on the story of Mad Max, the road warrior,
sure,
from the movie in 1981 with Mel Gibson. Matter of fact, they're coming out next year in 2014 with a sequel, and they haven't had one for, 25, 30 years. It's called A Fury Road, and you can Google that. It's on the IMBD, or what do you call it, Internet Movie Database, IMDB. And anyway, that's coming out next year. And my name, Road Warriors 360, is based on the story of the road warrior guy. It was a global economic crisis, and he had lost everything. The economy was bad worldwide, and they were fighting over gas and fuel, and it was a rare, precious commodity, and he was having to survive. He lost his job, his family, and everything, and he was fighting against these evil bad guys. They were trying to get the gas, and they were really mean, bad
right,
dudes.
Yeah, I remember.
So he was trying to survive on the
so
road.
So that's the real-life version of you a little bit.
Yeah, so in reality, I'm actually more of a real road warrior because mine's not just a movie. It's my real life.
Right.
And I've been doing it over 10 years now, and when they make those movies, it might be 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 years or whatever to make the movie.
Right.
But they ain't living it every day, 24 hours a day.
Sure.
So I am the real road warrior.
Jeff Reed in studio right now, the road warrior, if you will, living in his van out of Dana Point at the moment. So Where do you park? Where are some places we can find you at night?
Oh, great.
Not that we're looking, but where are you?
Oh, great. Of course, that's the thing I don't want. I don't want people to show up uninvited in the middle of the night. Probably just like most people here in Laguna Beach, especially if you have a rich mansion by the sea, you don't want people dropping in at 2 a.m.
But it's a challenge to find anywhere to go, right? I mean, do you look for grocery store lots or 24-hour businesses, or what's your go-to?
I do all of the above. The main idea, you want to keep a low profile as best you can, and it's not easy because my van is a 1989 Dodge Ram van with a rusty roof. People think it looks scary. They think I'm a kidnapper. Yeah. They think all kinds of bad stuff. I even had some people call the police and said there's this suspicious guy. So they were following me around, and I thought, who are those people following me around? I was scared of them.
Yeah.
So I stopped, and I wanted to see what would they do, and everywhere I went, they followed me. So I then end up behind them, and I followed them a little bit, and they called the police and said I was following them, and they said, we want him to stop following us. So the cops came, this is in Dana Point, and they searched me, put the spotlight on me, and they took all my stuff out of my pockets and spread it all over the hood of the police car, checked me out. The good news is I have a perfect record. I've never been arrested, never been to jail. I have no warrants, never been to prison. I'm actually probably cleaner than the cops.
Okay.
So anyway, they checked me out, and they said, okay, you're fine. You're clear to go. Someone said you were following them. I said, no, that's a lie. They were following me. I was scared of them. I didn't want them to see where I was going to stay the night because I didn't know who they were.
Sure.
So that's why I stopped and stopped and stopped and watched, and they followed me everywhere. So you see, I also got suspicious of them.
You mentioned in your email to me that you camped up at Top of the World for a little while.
Yes, I've lived here on the road in Laguna Beach many times. I've come back and forth. At the time I did that a lot, I was in Costa Mesa, Newport Beach, Corona Del Mar, and then this was my little weekend vacation spot.
Yes, your staycation.
You know, I couldn't go too far because the gas money, and I still struggle with that. But I only literally buy like 1 gallon of gas at a time. But I've come here to Laguna Beach, and I've stayed in various spots overlooking the city, if you might know where that is, where there's a bunch of parking meters, and you could look over the whole town and see everything. And then I'd come down the hill and go to Whole Foods grocery store and buy some good healthy. I'm very health conscious.
Sure.
Buy some healthy things, drink some nice cold kombucha tea. I don't know if you're drinking.
That's a pretty
stuff.
Expensive store to go to.
It is. And I have food stamps. That's how I survive from my food. When everybody, you know, the economy went bad. There's over 47 million people getting food stamps these days. And they're not all just scamming the system. There's people that seriously need that for their family.
Sure.
Matter of fact, the government's cut that back. But they don't have any problem spending money with blowing up people and having a war, you know. But let's not feed the
people.
Sure,
different conversation.
But hey, back to here. Yes, I've stayed on Top of the World. And I love it up there at Top of the World. You rich people that have them nice homes, you have beautiful views. And just like you, I have my mansion on Top of the World, my vansion.
Right.
And I call my van my mansion, the vansion. So I've lived up there on Top of the World, just like you rich people. You got good taste, and I do too.
So what can people do to follow you or help you or contribute to your startup or, make you a successful van by the sea owner?
Yes, I would love that. I'm preparing to do one of them online crowdfunding deals.
Okay.
And they have Kickstarter.
Right.
It's out in New York. They're like the biggest in the world. I'm either going to do a Kickstarter or I'm going to do an Indiegogo campaign.
Yep.
And I'm hoping people will support my campaign. And the idea of it is not just to, you know, support some guy so he can just not work or anything, but I'm trying to create something that will be entertaining on my YouTube channel. I'm gonna make YouTube videos. I'm gonna make T-shirts and bumper stickers and
so funding for the brand essentially.
Yes, it's basically a brand, and I want to raise money that will sustain myself. But as part of it, I want to help others. Like one of the things I want to do is help Maybe pick a poor kid on each of the seven continents. We'll forget about Antarctica right now. Maybe we'll help a penguin or something. But pick a poor kid on one of the continents and then sponsor them to go on a little trip somewhere with maybe their mom or dad. And that'll be part of the Road Warriors 360 project, is to help inspire people to travel and give some poor people a chance. So sure. I'm very humanitarian oriented, not just for me.
So we should just pay attention maybe to your Facebook or Instagram to see when the Indiegogo or Kickstarter campaign begins. Help fund that for you and maybe see more super high quality stuff, like I mentioned, that I saw on your YouTube already. If you search for Road Warriors 360 on YouTube, I thought it was really well done, and I'd like to see more of it too. So hopefully people help fund you when that comes out, right?
Yes, I would love that, Tyler. So I appreciate any support on that. Just watch me on the Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram, and that's Road Warriors 360. Can I say one more thing?
Sure,
about
go for it.
Living on the road in Laguna Beach, since we're based in Laguna Beach, I really love your town. And it's a beautiful place, and I love going down by the beach and top of the world and different things like that. Oh, I love, what is that, Ruby Street Park?
Sure.
It's down the road. I also love Thousand Steps Beach and some of those different, Table Rock?
Table Rock, yeah.
Table Rock Beach. I know where all your little secret spots are, and I've been to them, and they're so beautiful, and I love it. I love your town. I love all you people here in Laguna Beach. And I hope you will support that crowdfunding, a donation fundraiser. That'll help me and help others. And but it's a cool town here. I love it because it's right on the beach, and the Pacific Coast Highway just goes right down by the ocean. And I love it because the hills that surround the area, it's just beautiful. You look around and there's the hills. It's kind of like secluded. Of course, for that reason, that's why you couldn't get very good radio reception.
And here we are.
And that's why KX93.5 is here helping you have a local radio station. But I love it because it's worldwide, too,
on the internet. Yeah, thanks, man. That's great stuff to say. And if you see a 1989 Dodge van, well, that's Jeff hanging out somewhere in Laguna Beach. Jeff Reed here with us this morning. The Road Warrior, the Vansion by the Sea. Again, Road Warriors 360. That's where you can find more online. Thanks again, man, and good luck in everything. Keep in touch, okay?
Thank you for sure, Tyler, and thank you for all your listeners out there in Laguna Beach and worldwide.
All right,
appreciate it.
We're KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.